And welcome everyone to another Smart Money Circle update. I'm Adam Sarhan. With me today is Peter Kirk, who's the CEO of Economy, which is a trailblazing digital asset platform for asset managers and investors to democratize access to the new economy, crafting tailored cryptocurrency solutions for all investor types. And there's over $150 million on the platform so far. Peter, thank you so much for taking the time and welcome to the Smart Money Circle.
Hi, it's a pleasure being here with you.
So Peter, I always like to begin. Can you tell us a little about your background and how you got to where you are today, please?
Yeah, so I knew nothing about finance, let's say more than a couple of years ago. But so I started my career in marketing, developed then through management. I've always been linked to the digital economy, either through having an affinity to analytics, you know, development stuff. So sometimes I was told that I'm too much techie. And then at the end, like I guess around 10 years ago, I started looking into the crypto space. At that time as a private investor, a friend of mine at the same time just started Economy. And yeah, so like 10 years later, I'm the CEO of the company. And this friend of mine, who is one of the co-founders, he has a very good sense of timing. He started multiple businesses, and he kind of always sensed when it was the right time to go out with something. Whereas I'm more from professional management competencies. So yeah, we are here.
I love it. And tell us a little about what your company does and some of the competitive advantages, please.
Yeah, so it's an interesting concept because we are, in a sense, for retail investors, we can be looked at as a marketplace. So basically, somebody who knows nothing about crypto can come to the platform and start copying investment strategies that other more experienced crypto traders publicly show on the platform. So in a sense, what we do is we match these experienced guys with the newbies, if I call them so. But we also make sure that everybody's safe. Like, you know, we take care of the assets that are listed. We do due diligence on the assets, on the traders, and so on. So there's a lot of security that basically we take care of for both sides of the marketplace. On the other side, for more professional investors, what the platform does, because we have a fully integrated platform, is it's basically a turnkey asset management platform for tokenized assets. Let me say that crypto is just the first of a kind of these tokenized assets.
I love it. And then what about the investment strategy? So you have people use your platform, they can buy and sell crypto. I'm assuming there's lots of different tokens that are traded on the platform. From the asset management side, they can use that to do it for their clients. So the asset managers can invest, you know, for their clients.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. And then what about the investment strategy? Is it a platform, or do you guys give signals as well? Or how do you help people?
There are different ways it's set up. Basically, let's clear out something. So there are private strategies. If you want to come and just manage some crypto for yourself and for your family and friends, you can do it in a private setting, as we call it. So you're on board, you invite your friends and you do it. But it offers you almost the same kind of functionalities that it offers to a professional asset managers. Just everything is simplified. So there is a one click rebalance. You just say like 30% Bitcoin, 40% or something else, and then you click rebalance and the engine starts working.
Nice.
While this is for kind of a private friends and family setting, the more professional investors, what they can actually do with the platform. Oh yeah, and then there are the guys who go public. They say, oh, I'm a very good trader. It's still a hobby for me, you know, like I trade it, but I want to go public. So they go public, they start posting what kind of trades they're doing, so in a sense, these strategists, they perform and they give signals.
Okay.
In a sense, but the key thing, I would not even call them signals, maybe I would call them, through sharing their knowledge and what they do, they kind of educate the newbies or the people just approaching the space.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's a whole social feed on the platform, which is open to the users of the platform, where people share knowledge, share trades, analysis of coins, technical analysis, fundamental analysis, and so on and so forth.
I love that. Okay, beautiful. How about from a business standpoint, how do you handle risk? And what are some mistakes do you see people make with respect to risk management?
Yeah, I mean, let's start with the retail. So let's start with the retail guy in everyone, that it's in all of us. So I would say that one, maybe these risks are more related to crypto. You know, crypto, it is a volatile asset class. It was even more volatile in the past. So one of the mistakes we saw is simply people putting too narrow stop losses. You know, it's related to risk because you would think, oh, I'm gonna set some stop losses not to lose money. But at the end, if people approach the crypto space with you know, conceptual, like a 30% drop and I'm gonna exit the market just to be, you know, to not to lose more money, sometimes proves out to be actually working against them. So people, especially retail clients, tend to have these too narrow stop losses, and then this is the cause of. On the other side, they don't do the thing that they should be doing, and we as a platform and marketplace incentivize them to do it. So they don't take profits, you know. They just keep and keep with the trade, and they never take profits. So this is a feature that we've been pushing really hard to the retail side of the platform, and it's I'm also happy because it's one of the most clicked suggested for you actions. So people setting up their own take profit rules, so that, you know, that money really works for them. It's not just a game going up and then going down.
I like that. So, how about some timeless lessons you've learned along the way that you'd like to share with the audience about investing or about business or about life, anything you anywhere you want to go?
Yeah, I mean, maybe coming back to the origins of economy and how why I'm currently here. So I'm this friend of mine. I mean, it time, I mean, there are certain things which really the sooner you start, the better it is. And one of them is like learning about managing your money. I think young people, you know, they party, they have great time, but most of them are actually not aware of how important it is to start learning about managing and investing as soon as possible. So coming back to the timing topic, yeah.
I love
The
that.
other would be really not to spread yourself too thin. So, you know, my strategy a bit, at least how I do invest, is really, it's not the 60-40, you know, like 60-ish and so on. It's the classical model, but it's more like 95-5, meaning the 95 is pretty much safe, I mean, with little risk. And then there's the 5%, or maybe sometimes I increase a bit that portion of which is very high risk. And yeah, because losing money, it's very easy. Making it is another, it's a completely another story. So and yeah, and I don't know, I think really it should be early 20s. People should start reading about this, managing money, investing. And yeah, because the effects just compound, you know. They just compound over time, and this is maybe the most important thing to think about it. Then there is also, like, you know, spreading it too thin. So I know a lot about bonds, or and there are huge asset classes I know nothing about. So for me, it's better not to touch them, really. I know something about crypto, and I know something maybe about real estate and some other asset classes, and maybe these two combination, you know, crypto and real estate on our side, it's kind of turned out for me to be a good combination.
I love that. And then, how about timeless mistakes? I mean, you mentioned some of them, but are there anything else that you'd like to share with the audience, even from a business or personal growth side of the story?
Yeah, I can share my career or something. So I was age 30. I was a marketing director in a multinational company, or at least its subsidiary. So let's call it a big corporation. Everything was there. I somehow then at the end find that it's really, really important that you know, and you can, you know, you're in touch with yourself. You know your feelings. You can manage your. Because then give this changes a lot how then you build rapport with the others, how you establish this all the connections. And this is important not only in investing, it's important in managing a business, it's important of course in our private life. So an anecdote for this. I was offered this position as a marketing director quite early, and sometimes when I reflect back, I would say I had a very good head of products and services position. I could have not taken it. I was super satisfied with the job. Yeah, sometimes maybe the ones who go slower go maybe more far away. There's no need to rush sometimes. I think the younger generation think like, yeah, let's do it now, let's do it everything in one moment. But reflecting back, I think maybe no, there's no need to really go fast all the time.
I love that. Yeah, slow down almost to go faster.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it's a bit controversial because I said the timing is really important. Yeah, it is. There are certain opportunities that just happen once in a lifetime, and then you have to grab them. You have to do it now. It has to be fast. But then on the other side, there are certain decisions, certain steps you maybe want to take with a bit more of ease and later on. Yeah.
Love it. How about this? What's the best piece of advice you'd like to share with the audience or give your 30-year-old self?
Buy crypto.
Buy crypto. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I like that. Okay, beautiful. Well, Peter, thank you so much for taking the time to speak today. How do people learn more about what you're doing and get involved and all that fun stuff?
of course, we have the usual social media channels like LinkedIn. Maybe I'm a bit old school, so I'm more on LinkedIn than on Twitter or X, how it's called today. So of course, we have this social feed where we also post on the platform a lot of stuff. And they can know and start learning about the strategies that are on the platform and how they can benefit from them. So yeah, these are the usual channels. Maybe I'd like to mention that there's also another segment I did not touch during our conversation.
Yeah.
It's the private, more sophisticated investors. We actually have on the platform a special section dedicated for them, which is Economy Private. Yeah, and so we really cater to all the segments of the market.
Let's talk about that. So, what exactly do investors get when they go there?
Yeah, first of all, they get only a selection of the strategies. So these are we only publish there the strategies that are basically kind of, I would say, qualified by us as Economy. We take the care to really deeply get to know the strategist. We know them for longer years, for many years. So it's not some newbies posting a new strategy, then performing maybe for half a year or something.
Right.
So of course, that also requires higher investments. So we are talking about sophisticated investors with more than 100,000 100,000 in Europe or 150,000 pounds in the UK. And then what we're currently setting up, we're setting up an alternative investment fund that will actually allow the sophisticated investors to really gain some exposure to some project in very early stage, and which of course then also mean higher risk, but also higher gains potentially. That's currently in the making, and yeah.
Beautiful. We love it. Well, thank you so much, Peter, for taking the time today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Hopefully, we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks for having me. Bye.